This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Now, across the nation, thanks to Australia's only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9 and Star Observer, your destination for queer news online and in print. This is QNN. Now, here's your host, Matthew Wade.
Hi there, I'm Matthew Wade and this is your QNN update. Former Labor Senator Sam Dastyari has revealed the story behind Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's selfie with a gay porn star last year, during the federal budget party. Nobody seemed to be sure how alleged gay porn star Justin Jedlicka made it into Parliament House, but he also managed to get a selfie with Julie Bishop and Christopher Pyne. Dastyari said one of the security guards recognised Jedlicka, who has a profile on XTube. He said, "They got the guy out of the room and escorted him out of the building, but there's this bizarre cover-up as to who actually signed him in." Victoria's opposition leader Matthew Guy has apologised for a homophobic letter he signed as a student activist more than 20 years ago. The anti-gay letter, signed in 1994, referred to a student gay and lesbian task force as the sign of a sick society suffering severe moral decay. Guy said he first apologised shortly after signing the letter because he realised it was inappropriate. A New Zealand mother is upset after being told her late son's blood and tissue could not be donated because he was gay. Cherie Etevano had hoped to donate her son Corey's tissues to help others, after his life support had to be turned off following a car accident. She said, "To be told no, sorry, because he's homosexual, well, it was a shock and I was confused and pretty angry." Victoria is set to join Queensland in becoming one of the first states to end forced divorce for trans people under marriage equality. The state government is moving to eliminate the requirement in Victoria's birth certificate laws that people correcting their gender must be unmarried. All states and territories were given 12 months to bring their laws into line with marriage equality from December last year. Openly gay Australian television reporter Carl Schmidt has revealed in an emotional Facebook post that he has been living with HIV for 10 years. Schmidt, who is a correspondent for ABC News in the US, made the disclosure over the weekend, saying he had been discouraged from coming out by colleagues and by stigma. He said, "For 10 years I've struggled with, do I or don't I? For 10 years the stigma and industry professionals have said, don't, it'll ruin you." Parents at Sydney's Santa Sabina College have defended Principal Dr. Marie Herrett from conservative attacks over the school's new uniform. The Catholic school's new uniform code offers options including shorts or trousers for girls. Parents say the rumours of outrage are overblown, calling the uniform change a non-issue, and Herrett an outstanding school leader. That was your QNN update. Now to Tanya with your sport report.
Thanks, Matt. English rugby star Denny Solomona has been charged over a homophobic slur. The Sharks player is alleged to have used the insult twice against Worcester's fly half Jamie Shilcock in a recent premiership match. The Rugby Football Union announced it would be pursuing charges against Solomona, who will appear before a disciplinary panel on April 5. Cricket Victoria and Proud to Play will be holding a Pride Day at the Junction Oval to celebrate diversity in the sport. Proud cricket clubs, supporting organisations and community partners will come together on the day to hold a social round robin competition promoting inclusiveness in cricket in all communities. The day will run from 10 to 4 on Sunday, April 8 at cricket's new home. And finally, comedian Joel Creasy says the time is right now for an AFL player to come out. The comic wrote in his Herald Sun column that an out player would be great for the sport, especially after the league's recent show of support for equality backing the Yes campaign. Last year, Creasy announced that he'd slept with an AFL player in his new book Thirsty, and says it made him realise how common it is for gay players to exist within the AFL. With the QNN Sports Update, I'm Tanya Lewis.
Thanks, Tanya. That's what's making news in the LGBTI community this week. The QNN team will be back here next week, or you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for QNN. I'm Matthew Wade.
A diverse sound for a diverse crowd. Joy 94.9.
From Melbourne to the world. Hi, this is Margaret Cho. Are you supporting the voice of the LGBTIQ community? Call now 1-300-JOY-949 and become a member or renew your membership now and tell them Margaret Cho sent you.
QNN was recorded at Joy 94.9 in collaboration with Star Observer, with production support by Paul Gormley. Get your queer news and entertainment fixed daily. Tune in to Joy 94.9 at joy.org.au or via our app. and visit starobserver.com.au for up-to-date news and current affairs from a queer perspective. Distributed across the Community Radio Network with thanks to the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.